Thank you. I'm very pleased to hand the meeting off to Alex, who's coming on to tell us what he was like, what happened, and what he's like now. Do you want to give you a shout? You got a bit of five left off.
Yeah, go on, please, mate.
Awesome.
Alex, recovered cocaine addict. Yeah, it's my first time doing this. It's my first time doing a share. I just think it's I just want to start by saying, like, to anyone who's new in the rooms and, you know, is new to all of this, I didn't think this would work, to be honest with you, when I come in. I was at a point where I didn't see a way out with it. Just got worse and worse and worse, and what I tried on my own will, I couldn't seem to just escape that obsession. I tried everything. I could just never get past it. See, I think if there is anyone new in here, I am, like everyone else in this room, majority have recovered. It's proof that it does work. I can assure you, because for me now it has gone. That obsession, it has completely been removed. I thought I'd start by starting from the beginning. What I was like. So, I think when I was at school originally, I felt a bit different, socially. Felt like I didn't quite fit in. Like with the lads, and I always wanted to like be a part of the group, but there's always something within myself. I don't know what it was. It's like just a confidence thing, and I don't know, I just didn't feel like I quite fitted in with everyone. And as I started to grow up, got introduced to drink. I was about 17, 16, 17 when I started drinking, but I always drank to blackout. So it would never be a couple of drinks. So if we'd have like an house party or something like that, I'd always be drinking to blackout. I'd always be taking it to the extreme. I'd always be the one being sick and carrying on, and going over the top. So that was my relationship with alcohol at first, really. It kind of started off like that. And then when I was 17, I had my first time I tried coke. And it's funny because still to this day I can still remember that feeling that that first line of cocaine gave me. All the times I've took it, I can never tell you half the other times, but that first time I can still remember when I took it, and it just changed everything for me. That feeling that I'd had for all those years was just removed, and I tried everything to try and get rid of that feeling. I don't know what it was, whether it was confidence or just sort of empty inside of me, like. I tried everything, like obviously I did my boxing as well, and I used that for my to try and fill that void, like to give me that confidence and to give me that bit of a name for myself, like, but it never quite did it. But when I took coke for that first time, I remember standing there, I remember being at this party and just talking for ages to my mates, just talking rubbish, but I had that confidence, do you know what I mean? And it just felt good. I felt complete, like within myself. For how long it lasted, 20 minutes or whatever, for the first line, I just felt something, like something that I just found something. So that was at the age of 17, and then quickly escalated to every. I was doing it when I was going down the pubs, obviously, when I turned 18, then I was going out local to me. And I soon found out it was pretty much everywhere. Like, it was so easy to get a hold of. Walking in pubs, and half the people I'm on it. And I just quickly got into a routine of going in the pub and having a few keys, few beers, and then it was just regular occurrence. Then it was like it was hand in hand with a drink. Soon that soon escalated into getting the dealers' numbers and then me contacting the dealers myself, because at first it was like I'd always off some off other people, and then I kind of got in with the dealers, and then. Yeah, it just escalated from there, really. It was every time I went out then. So I'd be going out drinking, and every time I'd have gear, but I never thought there was any problem with that, because at this point it wasn't causing me any problems. It was just making everything feel good. Do you know what I mean? Filling that void within myself. I could talk to people, like I felt like I could stay out. I could go to these people who I thought were like the popular lads at school. Like, I was soon becoming more popular than them, because I was out amongst all different people. I was going here, there, everywhere. I was just loving life. But yeah, just kept escalating. I was doing more, I was going out more often. And it just got to the point where like I wouldn't go out without it. It was the first thing I thought of. I was pre-planning before we even went out to have coke. Like I couldn't go on a night out without having the cocaine sorted. And it got to the point where I'd have the cocaine before we even went out. So originally I'd go out, have a few drinks and then get some. And this all just escalated bit by bit to getting the dealer's numbers and to getting the cocaine before I went out. And then it just escalated that way really. Soon it was like I was going out more often, and then it was turning into like not going home for a few days, and then it was turning into like 2 day benders. But I always found that the people around me I was going out with, they could put it down and stop, and like, and there was some of them the same with a drink. They could put the drugs down. You could see these parties or whatever else, they could put the drugs down. They wouldn't think about it for the rest of the week. But for me, I had this. I don't know, like my mind was different. Like I just didn't have an off switch with it. Like I could just keep going, and I obsessed over it. That obsession started to build up gradually, to the point where like it was on my mind in the week as well. At this point, so yeah, it just got worse, just built up. And then what happened was I tried off on self-will. Obviously, I started getting myself in trouble with money and stuff like that. I started spending loads of money, and my family found out and. Yeah, it just got everyone. I've just got a bit chaotic. I've started to obviously experience the consequences of it. So obviously, I was experiencing the consequences, and obviously, at this point, then I started to go out less because I thought that would solve the issue. So I was putting these precautions in place. So I said I wasn't going to go to the pubs. I was going to avoid all these people. I had a girlfriend. I moved to Stafford, obviously living in Wolverhampton. So I thought this would stop the problem. So I did like a relocation. She thought that would stop the problem as well. Everyone thought that would stop the problem. So obviously I moved. I stopped drinking at this point as well. This was just all on self-will. And it just got worse. I had a period of sobriety, and I started drinking again. And then it just got worse, and I soon found out that me going on self-will weren't gonna solve the problem, and then it just got really bad. What started off as this like glamorous thing that was like a party drug, and made me feel dead good about myself, soon turned into like me, like sniffing on my own. Not going out. I wasn't going out at this point. So I was obviously I moved away with my girlfriend, and I was driving about sniffing. I ended up starting sniffing in the week. Yeah, it was just bad. Like the party was over, really, but the drugs were still there. Do you know what I mean? And my mind had changed at this point, and I do genuinely think it was because of the amount of cocaine that I was sniffing up to this point. I feel like some. That obsession that he talks about in the book and whatnot, obviously, a lot of you will understand that obsession, it just hit me like, it had an hold of me like, and I just couldn't get rid of it. Do you know what I mean? It could be a normal day in the week, and it would be all over me. From the moment, I remember times where I'd get up in the morning and be thinking about coke. Like first thing, I'd get up and be thinking. When are we going to be able to get on it today? When are we going to have to go pick up today? Like the insanity of that now, looking back, is crazy. But it was all over me, and to me, it was normal. So yeah, I couldn't find a way out. Was stuck, and then I did get involved with CA. But I weren't quite done. Do you know what I mean? I thought I was done, and I thought I was done for everyone else, and I wanted to be done, but I just weren't quite done. I still had that. That small belief that like one day I might be able to drink and go out and have a few keys and whatever else, like the vast majority of my friends can do. But like people started to say to me, like Alex, words like people are known and whatnot and friends and stuff. It's a known thing that they'll always say that Alex has got a problem with Kyle, because when we was using it when I was going out with everyone, he was always me, he was the last one there. And at this point, I thought, you know, obviously I've moved away, I've tried everything on my own will, but for some reason it was just getting worse and worse. But anyway, yeah, so obviously I got involved with CA. I did it just to try and keep everyone else happy. So I went through the steps, didn't quite grasp it, and I ended up just relapsing. I did that a few times, and it's just every time I just kept going back to the beginning. He just kept coming back with an even worse relapse, just because I weren't quite done. Like I say, I had that small belief that I could go back to the pub and I could drink in the house. And but you know, when I look back, like I put the coke down, and I'd get like a few weeks without it, but then I'd be drinking more, like because like I was just trying to mask that feeling within myself. And that's the one thing that, like, being within this group and CIA and what I've learned is that, like, it's like the problem, obviously, it's not about the drugs, it's about you, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? And I was just masking it with any substance that I could. But yeah, the cocaine was the biggest problem for me, because, like I say, it just did something for me that nothing else could do. But yeah, so I went through the steps a few times again, and I just couldn't grasp it. Like, I didn't last long at all, to be honest with you. And I was relapsing often, and worse as well. It was worse relapse. Like, it was just coming, like, I was just spending more money. There was just massive blowouts for like months, and I just couldn't quite grasp it. And the last time, so obviously this has been ongoing for about 10 years, and so 17, I'm 27 now. I was just this time, I remember being like the last time I used, I took myself away. I took myself away, and I stayed in a tent in the Peak District. It was summer, and I was just using on my own. And I often think, like, I remember when I started taking this drug, and like I say, it was glamorous. Like, do you know what I mean? I was in bars and stuff and pubs and whatever else, and living the life. And then, like, on the other end of it, I'm in a tent sniffing on my own with a load of baggies around me. Like, it was just horrendous. Like, I didn't want to live anymore. Like, I was done. Do you know what I mean? I remember lying in bed in my mum and dad's spare bedroom here, because me and my girlfriend split up, and I come back here. I remember lying in this bed just thinking, like, it would be easier just to kill myself. And honestly, that was my mindset, because, like, I was just done. Like, that insanity of it, like, I couldn't stop. Like, I tell myself over and over again, like, this ain't gonna happen again. I lost my girlfriend, so I ain't gonna do this again. I'd lost this, I'd do this, I'd drink, drive, whatever, like, and I'd say, I ain't doing this again. And I'd end up using again straight away. Like, there was nothing, no consequences at all, or nothing that could stop me, like. And I meant it. I swore on everyone's life, like, so many times that I'd stop, and I just could not stop. Like, there was just something that was just kept taking me back to coke. But yeah, anyway, so that was my last relapse, and it was terrible. Like, it was really, really bad, and it went on for a few days. I think it was on yeah, it was a few days. It was the worst I've been. And then I got in touch with someone from the CIA, and yeah, just took me through the steps. Like I say, I come into it, and I didn't think it'd work, because nothing's worked for me. Like, I've tried everything, and bear in mind, this has been going on for 10 years of my life, and I never thought, like, I'd be in the position I am today. But yeah, I come in, obviously started it, and I thought, I'll give it a go, because I was desperate, I was done. Like, do you know what I mean? I didn't want to go through it again. I just wanted to be normal, just live a normal life, and just be able to manage my life, because I couldn't manage my life. And yeah, so I come in and started the work, and we started to go through the steps, and it just disappeared. The obsession had just gone. I couldn't quite tell you when it went, but I remember thinking, like, I actually haven't thought about cocaine in a long time. Do you know what I mean? That obsession for me had just been completely been removed. I think it was midway, probably around on the. Do you know what? I feel that it was at the beginning for me when it had been removed, because that step one scared me. Do you know what I mean? I'm scared of drinking drugs now because I know that'll go straight back to where I started. Do you know what I mean? I know if I take that first drink, if I take that first drug, I'll be back to that, back to where I left off, and I know where it takes me. So I just feel like this program just throughout the steps just relieved me, and it's just made me a better person for everyone. Like the person I am today, and with because of this, is just crazy. Like, cocaine cost me everything. You know, I lost loads through drinking drugs. But now today, I ain't got a, I don't live like I used to. The steps have changed my life. They have. I don't live with that obsession anymore. I feel like I'm a better person, happy within myself. I remember someone within this program, CIA. I don't remember the name of them, but someone within this program, within this group, said that they was going out singing and dancing and having a good time without drinking drugs. And I remember listening to them say that, and I thought, I want that. Do you know what I mean? And I have been going out. I've been going out around bars, clubs. Do you know what I mean? And I've been having a great time. I ain't touched a drink or a drug, and I've got no obsession at all to do so. My life has completely changed. So if there is anyone like new or, you know, sitting on the fence with this stuff, just give it your all, man. Because like I said, I was at the end. Like with me, I was done. Like I didn't see a way out. It got terrible. I've, like you know, you've all been there as well. But it was just, it's just horrendous. Cocaine took loads for me, but I feel like this program, it's just saved my life, man. So yeah, that's I think I'll just leave it there. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for that, Oakes. I got a lot from that, mate. Really, like, the whole journey of, you know, where you started, what it did for you, it was exactly the same for me. You know what I mean? I was like, I always found myself socially awkward. So when I got to that age, like 17, 18, going into the pub, it just fitted in. It seemed glamorous and seemed what all everyone else was doing, and there was no consequence to it at all. You know, and like, just like yourself, Alex, it didn't end like that. You know what I mean? You know, from where it started to where it ended, it was completely opposite to man. Like, you would, I wouldn't, if I'd have showed myself, like, well, what I was doing at the end of my using cocaine, then what I was doing at the start, it was like, I would never have believed it. You know what I mean? If you'd shown me where it was going to end, it was that bad. But it was just the progression was the same, mate. You know, like, it went on. You know, you had your dealer's number with me. I started selling it, and I had more of it around me. And then the use grew. And the next thing you know, I can't. It's not every now and then at a good time on a good party or a New Year's Eve or something like that. It's not like that anymore. Now it's every single occasion. I can't go out without it. I can't even leave the house without it. I'm worried if I can't get my hands on it. I mean, it was like it was an issue, man. You know, and then starting to have serious consequences, like, you know, I'm not having food, I'm going out, I'm becoming a mess, I'm not eating food, people are noticing things are going on, I'm skint. Oh, and it just, my whole life started to fall apart, and I'm not turning up for work, and, you know, then it carried on, just like yourself, Alex. You know, that stuck out for me. You know, you moved away to Stafford, wasn't it? You said, you know, he's driving me into work, man. That was me as well. I had nowhere else to go. The party was over, man. But yeah, I'm still driving around in the work van. It's Tuesday night. No one's out. I'm sniffing cocaine on my own. What's the fun in that? You know what I mean? I was just very ill, man. I couldn't stop doing what I was doing. You know, and you'd have thought things would have got that bad as a result of what I was doing, that it would have stopped me. And it didn't. Nothing was going to stop me. I had trip to the hospital. I had friends die. I'd swore that many times I was going to lose my kids because of it. I was going to lose everything because of it, and it still didn't stop me. You know what I mean? Nothing was going to stop me. And just like yourself, Alex, man, I threw myself into this program. Just like I remember laughing. You said you spend yourself in your mom's spare room. 'Cause that's exactly how I found myself as well. And just thinking, I can't do this anymore. So what do I have to do? You know what I mean? I'd just like yourself. I'd been through the steps a couple of times before. I never really got what I suffered from. Never put it up. Never put it first. And you know, I was never willing to do anything in there, really. Never really willing to be honest or go and do what I have to do in the steps and to get well. And I was never willing to do it because I didn't think I was going to carry on doing it. I thought I could decide to stop. You know what I mean? I was cornered, man. I tried every route, and you know, this time I had nowhere else to go, and just give. I had to give it everything. And just like yourself, mate, look, you know, I can go out as well if I want to. You know, if there's a party or something's going on, I can go out and I can be present and I can be there. And I have a better night now than what I used to years ago when I was all weird and trying to have a good time, trying to be normal, but it was just them days was gone, you know what I mean? Like, I looked a mess, man, and I was just trying to carry something on that was never there, and it was depressing, man. But like I said, today it's not like that. I'm not able to be present. I'll go to if an event's on, I'll go to the event and I'm there, and I can be a dad to my kids, I can be a friend to my friends, you know what I mean? And I can just live life, man. I was robbed of that. I was robbed of all that normality, you know what I mean? But thanks for your share, mate. It was a great share for your first one, that was Alex. What I'm gonna do now, I'm gonna open up the meeting for question and answers for people who haven't completed the steps yet. I wanna ask Alex any question on any aspect of recovery. You can come in now.
Hi, Charlotte. Am I okay to come in now,
Yeah, come on,
Josh?
try it on.
Okay. Thanks, Alex. Wonderful share. Got loads of identification, especially like with you relapsing. The come thick and fast. How long did it take you to complete your first step, Alex?
My first step, I'm sh we did it. I'm sure it was over a few sessions. The first one, which was more than the. I'm sure tracing back of on memory, I'm sure it was a few more sessions. It was a few sessions. So we did. I'd say a week because we did a couple within maybe over two about 2 weeks. I'd say a week and a half, 2 weeks maybe. Did it over a few sessions, but I think. I think from my experience was that that first step was definitely very important. Like, do you know what I mean? Because it, I feel like that's the one that stuck out with me the most to this day. Like, I still often think about that, and it instills that fear in you. Like, that's from my experience. That's what it did for me. So it's definitely one to, yeah.
Thanks, Alex. Thank you.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks, Charlotte. Anyone else got any questions for Alex, who's new to recovery or working the steps? No. Then what I'll do, I'll open up the meeting again now for general raised hand sharing and questions. People who haven't completed the steps yet are, of course, still welcome to ask a question. It's the conscience of the group. We have a 4 minute sharing limit. When you get to 3 minutes, I will raise my hand and ask you to start winding down. If you wish to share now, please use the raised hand emoji, which you'll find either at the bottom of the participants list or under the more button. If you cannot find the emoji, then simply raise your hand and I'll try and spot you. In keeping with our tradition free and our singleness of purpose, please keep your sharing confined to your cocaine taking. And also remember that this meeting's primary purpose is to carry the message to the cocaine addict who still suffers. Please share what you were like, what happened, and what you're like now. And I'll go to Alex first, please. You're on mute, mate.
Cheers, Josh. Sorry about that. My name's Alex. I'm a recovered cocaine addict. Alex, I'm so pleased for you to finish the steps and just to see what I've never met you in person. I've only seen you on the call since you came in, and just like makes me so happy to see you so happy. And you seem to have caned it through the steps and really got this stuff. I hope to meet you. You should come down to London on one of these Birmingham Away days that they do to the Tuesday night meeting. One of the Brummie invasions. Yeah, it was a great share, man. A really great share. I got a lot from it, identified a lot with it. Like you're talking about, like you described really well the ramp up from really enjoying cocaine to then like that bit made me laugh when you said well, shouldn't laugh, but it did make me laugh when you said like first you get the cocaine when you're out, and then you get it before you go out, and then you just start doing it before you go out, and then it's like the tail's wagging the dog then. And it's too late to go back, and then it's like, what's the point of going out at all? It's exactly the same for me. And then it's like, yeah, if you do go out, you just want to get back somewhere, and then that somewhere changes, and you end up in these depressing places. Like I never went camping in the Peak District, but I was in equally bizarre situations to just find somewhere to take cocaine by myself, and Josh talking about it as well, and like that is a fucking depressing place. When you're on it and when you're off it, it's a depressing place. I've been doing some like work with someone, and we went through today more about cocainism, and it reminded me what a fantastic chapter that is in the Big Book. And it's talking about like it says an actual potential cocaine addict without an exception, will be unable to stop on the basis of self-knowledge. And that's exactly my experience when like you get like a week clean or you get 2 weeks clean, and then it's like for no fucking reason at all, you pick up again, wreck your life again, and it will just be you have absolutely no defense. And that's interesting because like obviously if you know that you're unable to stop on the basis of self-knowledge, that doesn't help you at all. That's just self-knowledge. That's just more self-knowledge, and that's still completely useless. So you need to have that spiritual experience, and it's not up to you anymore. It's not up to me anymore. Like you've got to give it away to someone else. So yeah, and maybe you're like you. It feels like you've gone through your steps really quickly, or like not too quickly, obviously, but like you've just really just dived into it. And that's what I'd encourage people who haven't done that to do, because that defense doesn't build itself. And like it doesn't matter how much self-knowledge you've got. Like you're gonna pick up when the mood takes you. And like just reading it again today, yeah, I'm not doing my step one again at the moment, but it's still just like feels a bit weird reading it again, just thinking like shit, that's that. I'm gonna pick up unless I keep going with this stuff. So yeah, I'll see you next Tuesday, mate, if you're coming down. Thank you, I'll leave it there.
Thanks, Alex. And I'll go to Kevin next, please.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Josh. Kevin, recovered cocaine addict. Great to be here. Really missed it last week. And great to hear you, Alex, man. And just like Alex said, the other Alex, so happy to see you recovered, mate. You know, it's such a buzz to see somebody come in, grab this thing like you did, go through and recover, you know, and then, you know, introduce themselves as recovered and carry the message just like you did. Real simple CAA way, original AA way, you know. What you were like, hopeless cocaine addict, you described it, you know. Love what you said about step one. It's exactly my experience, you know. It rattled me. I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to pick up. I better grab this thing. Why else would anybody work the steps vigorously, make this number one priority in their life, unless we see that we're absolutely fucked without this, you know. Love the way you talked about that, and you went through this process, and now you're recovered. You know, it's just great to see. And I love the way you described that. Just so simple. First, it was you go out, you have a few beers, cocaine. Then it was cocaine before you're going out. And then, the other Alex said, there's no point going out. You just, you know, it just took over. And that's the story with all of us, you know. And that mental obsession, it's so subtle. It's so subtle. It comes along and it says, you know, oh, I'm feeling pretty good now. You know, I'm feeling all right now. I'm okay. I'll be able to enjoy it this time. That's the great obsession that we all suffer from or did suffer from. And without this program, that we definitely will suffer from. I certainly will, you know. And I'll pick up without this program, no doubt about it. In fact, I've got some clean time, a lot of clean time. Don't make any difference. I'll pick up. I have no doubt about that, you know. But the other thing is, like you talked about, this program is absolutely bulletproof. It's not hit or miss. You know, if I make this number one every day of my life and really grab it, you know, I'm staying clean, you know. So I am really grateful. You know, guys, I will leave the meeting a little bit early. There's nothing seriously wrong with me, but I had an operation yesterday, so I had an anesthetic and everything in hospital, and it's, you know, 20 to 1 in the morning here, so I'm gonna get off a bit before the meeting ends. But all good, nothing serious wrong with me, and you know, great to hear you again and everybody else. Thanks.
Thanks, Kevin. No, it's all right. Can I get to Paul G next, please?
Yeah, thanks, Josh, for taking the meeting. And Alex, thanks for your chair, mate, and well done for going through the steps. Yeah, I was, I cocaine for me at the beginning, I loved it, absolutely loved it. But then roll forward 35 years, and that sociable drug, it took, I can remember standing in nightclubs trying to hold conversations with people and opening my mouth and nothing coming out. Just absolutely nothing coming out, and then couple of seconds later, just this fucking noise. And people would look at me as if I was mad. You know, people would look at me as if I was mad. And it was fucking horrible. It was horrendous. But, you know, it didn't matter. It didn't matter because I was an addict by then, and nothing mattered apart from cocaine, just having more cocaine. And when I come into the rooms, in 2015, 2015. And I thought to myself, go to a meeting and I'll be all right. One meeting. I thought that was all it was. I didn't have a clue about what I suffered from.